Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leon Miller.
And Matt Barris.
Well, Matt.
Here we are.
Here we are. We had a lovely time recently with two people within our podcast community and within my Instagram Joy Scout community.
Yes, it was
awesome. Amanda and Izzy, shout out.
They were awesome.
They were from Pennsylvania, came to our area, did Amish country, went to our favorite stores.
I know.
And we met them for coffee.
They got us a pumpkin latte.
At where?
And we chatted at Sure House.
If you are listening, we went to Sure House and we really could have had another 45 minutes of visiting.
I know.
They
it was
were
quick.
Really lovely. We had such a nice time. Amanda brought us treats.
I know. She brought us great things that, like, stuff she loves
yes,
from her hometown.
I love that.
The chocolates were delicious.
Delicious. I mean, no the shade oil. To you, Copeland's chocolate. No, we still love you so much. But the chocolate
Eastern
from
Pennsylvania
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Was great, right?
So we're living here in Allentown. Okay,
Billy Joel.
Good day.
Oh, and the black garlic butter.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good, too.
I've already been using it.
All right.
So, yeah, shout out Amanda, Izzy. Thank you for reaching out to me in DMs on Instagram and inviting Matt and I to coffee.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It really just, it was a pick-me-up for us.
It was great.
We both kind of needed it that day.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
So shout out to both of you. And, yeah, we love you.
Yeah. All right. My good day was, this might be a little spicy take, but, you know, every now and then, I have to say this too.
Oh, wow.
There's something about, I don't know what it is, we should ask one of our counselor friends. There's something really satisfying about when you have something planned and then you don't do it. Like, in a good way. So, here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Is we were planning to go to church.
All right.
And, you know, we just did it. We just didn't do it. And it kind of made the way for me to just, I've been finding some solace and some peace in the kitchen lately.
Well, and you know,
have you noticed that in me?
Have I noticed that?
I mean, I've always liked to cook, but it's been like a fun, peaceful thing for me lately.
I think it's the change of seasons, Matt, and I'm
not
kidding. I think you have this whole comfort, cozy thing going on where you're like, let's just usher it in.
I know.
Let's just usher in the Christmas and the fall and the soup and the...
That's right.
And all the things.
So I literally... We skipped church and I just stayed home and cooked and it was such a nice morning.
And listen, Matt, the way we were raised... And listen, I know that our parents were doing what they felt was right and good
and
the healthiest thing for us.
Absolutely.
And we didn't skip church growing
Same.
Up. We didn't. And sometimes we should have, to be honest.
Right,
I mean, really,
I'm
not kidding. We should have.
Right.
And, you know, my mom was and is such an incredibly hard worker. And there were days that my mom should have been able to sleep in.
And
not drag five kids. And when I say drag, I mean that literally. Sometimes she was dragging some of us to church. And I think that now as an adult, I think there is a part of me that still... you know, can wrestle sometimes a little bit with like, you know, oh, we didn't go to church. Even if we watch online, I still feel like somehow I'm by other people's standards, not my own. I don't feel that necessarily myself, but it's just been what has been like laid upon me in my growing up is that you just don't miss. You always go to church. You're always faithful and you never miss.
Right.
And sometimes missing is exactly what your family needs.
Totally. And I think sometimes when you're both working, you have the grind of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just that unexpected morning at home is like a treasure.
Yes, I agree.
And so we had that morning where it was like this unexpected where we're like, let's just not go to church.
Yeah, I agree.
And we cooked. We did a little... Like when I say clean, I mean straighten up. We're not breaking a sweat on Sundays because, you know, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You know, but like just a little reorganizing, get our life together.
Yes.
And sometimes those days are just the best days.
And sometimes it also makes your kids feel like they're getting away with something.
It's true. You know? It's true.
Okay, my good day. I recently, you know, now the leaves are, you know, they've pretty much... You know, waved goodbye. I mean, they just weren't what they were a couple weeks ago. But about a week and a half ago, I spent a very spontaneous. Now you know how much I like spontaneity.
You do.
I was gonna.
And listen,
it's the whole thing with I had planned. I had planned to stay home. I had planned to catch up on all the laundry. I planned to just be home. And then I saw that somebody, Sterling Candle Company. Sterling Candle Company, if you are listening, I love them.
I know we do.
They were going to be at a like artisan fair. And I thought, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The leaves were popping on this particular Saturday.
Popping.
And so I text messaged our friend Mel. And you know, I feel like Mel also needs a name. We have Counselor Cat. We have Just Maggie. We have Disney Danielle. We have Skyline Eric. I think that maybe Mel could be our friend Mel.
Yeah, I love that.
So our friend Mel, I texted her and said, what are you doing today? She said, I'm just doing nothing. I'm hanging out. I said, do you want to go buy birdseed with me? I know, exciting. But Boyert's has an incredible, Boyert's.
Yes.
If you are listening, that is such a great place. I love Boyert's Greenhouse in Medina. So what about, and they have this great bird section. And you know, I feed the birds. If you don't know, you know now. And I needed suet. I needed birdseed. I needed all the things. I need woodpecker food. I need my woodpecker blocks. So, so I'm like, what do you think of going to Boyert's? And then to this artisan fair. She's like, done. So we put the top down. We put the heat on. We had a
blanket. That's fancy. That makes me feel fancy.
We had a blanket. And I can't tell you how many times I gasp and would be like, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Look at that red barn against those trees. It was just,
I know.
It was literally like, it was so beautiful. And the leaves were so amazing that I thought this is an anchor core memory for me because it's that beautiful.
Right.
I mean, so we just went
off. The leaves have been breathtaking and then in Ohio this fall.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, and then we went to a place called 17 Brewery or it had the number 17 in it.
And it's a brewery.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had a Diet Coke. I did not brew.
Okay.
I don't drink beer. I don't really love beer. I do smoke an occasional cigarette, which you know.
We don't have time for this. Continue. Oh my goodness. I'm going to slam my pen down.
But we ate at this place called 17 something. I can't remember the full name, but it was on the square in Medina. Mm. It was fabulous. Mm. We each ordered a burger and the kitchen split it for us, which was so kind. And they had rosemary, sea salt, truffle fries that were delicious. And we just had a leisurely long lunch. And then we went to Boyert's. And
That's great.
Let me tell you something about Boyert's real quick.
Okay.
If you're local to Ohio, this greenhouse is open all year long.
Okay.
So they do this wonderful they do a wonderful fall display, but then they also do this wonderful Christmas display. The dad of the greenhouse, which is one of the owners, he does all the wreaths and the swags and the mantle swags. He does all the arranging, which is I think so lovely. And he was there doing them that day, and they are open all year long because you can go in their temperature controlled greenhouses. So if you are someone who struggles in the winter with the gray skies and you just need green, you just need color, you just need to feel like spring and summer are coming and I'm not locked into the gray skies of Ohio forever, Boyert's is open all year long and you can just go get your like greenhouse green fix during the winter.
Yeah, love it. That's awesome.
So that was my good day, is spending it with our friend Mel. And having the whole convertible and
That's awesome.
It was lovely.
Hey, we have a new segment we're going to introduce.
We do.
We actually had a whole episode of this. And you know, I think we want to incorporate it a little differently bring it in because we really like it.
Yeah, it's a
So here it is.
Okay, listen, let's leave a little pause so that you can put the little jingle music thing that you're going to do.
If I can figure it out.
Let's
ready?
Pause.
All right, it's time for Over Under. So we each have three things, and we're going to say if we think they are overrated or underrated.
So we're going to name the thing, and when I name it, you're going to say overrated for a reason.
First, so when you say your thing, I'm going to give you what, if I think it's overrated or underrated.
And why.
Okay,
go. I need a reason.
Okay, go. Okay? I'm ready.
I had to cover mine up, so I didn't want you to
know.
This has to do with Thanksgiving. It is a side dish, green bean casserole.
Underrated.
Underrated.
I love it. I think people don't think of it enough. I think they think it's an afterthought. If you're dumping canned green beans and canned mushrooms and sprinkling French fries over it, you can get a better recipe. It's worth it.
You mean the French fried onions?
Yes, I love those.
Do you do the? Because some people do lo mein noodles, don't
no,
they?
No, no, that's an abomination. No.
Okay, so
no.
So you're
talking
about
it's
the
underrated.
OG.
We need to elevate this. Okay. Maybe put in some real mushrooms. Okay. Maybe zhuzh it up a little bit. Use fresh green beans.
Okay.
It is a beautiful side dish.
It's underrated, according
underrated.
To
underrated. Yeah.
Green bean casserole, underrated.
Underrated.
Now ask me one.
Okay. Political ads. Are political ads overrated or underrated?
They are overrated.
Thank you.
No one is listening. They're like white noise.
Thank you.
And they're also shock jock stuff.
Thank you.
Like, it's like, let's try to say the most horrible, awful
thank
thing
you.
About somebody.
Thank
and then,
you, thank you,
and
thank
then it's
you.
So horrible, awful that you sit there and you're like, is this a joke? Like,
I know. It's like SNL.
This feels like made up.
I know. So, here's what else I'm going to add to that. Is celebrities telling us who they're going to vote for also overrated? I don't care.
How about politics and the media completely overrated?
Like, totally overrated.
But ads are absolutely overrated.
So at the time that this is airing, it will be the day after the election. Mm-hmm. And here's what I have to say. I am so thankful the ads are going to go away because I've switched the radio on my kids because I'm like, they don't need to hear some of the salacious things people are saying about other people.
Yeah, overrated.
Overrated. Totally agree. Your turn.
Okay. This has to do with a lifestyle improvement tool.
Okay.
Lint rollers.
Underrated.
Completely.
My family always had a lint roller by like the back door
completely
of the mudroom.
Completely underrated.
We don't really use them anymore because we don't have a lot of wool clothes or pets.
You don't have lint?
Not really, not much.
I want to tell you something. A lint roller, everybody needs a lint roller.
Well, they're great.
I think
they're underrated.
And they also have like extra adhesive ones, like if you have pets. Like,
My dog doesn't shed, though.
Our cat does. So I have a whole new
Your
love.
Your cat sheds like, ooh,
I have a whole new love and relationship with lint rollers.
Well,
they're
no
completely
doubt.
Underrated.
Yes, I agree with you. All right, here's mine. Meatballs.
Meatballs are completely underrated.
Totally agree. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you agree with this. Here's what I have to say about the meatball. The meatball is a very versatile
food. Why do I feel like you're now a meatball mascot?
Okay. I am a little bit of a meatball mascot. Meatball Matt. I'm Meatball Matt. Here's what I'm obsessed about with meatballs.
Listen.
First of all, I made Dan Pelosi's meatballs a couple weeks ago. Delicious.
Okay, listen.
Love it. Obsessed with it.
That could be a new sweatshirt for us.
Meatball Matt.
Meatball mascot.
Meatball mascots together.
Yeah, like I'm a meatball mascot.
Here's what else I have to say about meatballs. They're so versatile. If you're going to a thing, you know the grape jelly meatballs? Those are good. You know, you can do some teriyaki meatballs. You don't have to just stick with Italian meatballs.
That's so true.
Underrated.
You can cut meatballs and put them on pizza. You can have a meatball sub.
That's right.
You can put meatballs in any single
meatballs.
Kind of pasta. Meatballs
Listen,
are sorely
We've had at Disney, there's a dish we love that's coconut meatballs with rice.
Listen,
oh, so good.
Let's bring meatballs back.
Please, 2025.
Completely underrated.
2025. Let's vote for meatballs.
Okay.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. Overrated or underrated? This is something about a house.
Okay.
Porches.
Underrated.
Completely
porches.
Underrated.
Here's the thing. Porches might be where it's at.
Okay. Now listen. There's exciting things happening, not only here on the podcast, but at my home.
What? I have one more thing.
Okay, but still, I know.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about this for one second.
Okay.
We have a new sponsor here on
the
podcast.
We have a new sponsor.
We're so excited. It's Mount Hope Fence, and they are putting a new porch/deck on the back of the farmhouse.
Yes.
I am so excited. This is
Love
just
it.
Getting ready to happen in the next couple days. And
we're bringing porches back.
They're underrated.
I agree.
I mean, and having a covering, I know that decks are also awesome if you want to be in the sun, but my challenge with my back deck now is because it's not covered, we don't go out there as much.
Right. And depending on where it's facing and the time of day.
Yes.
I mean, our deck faces the south, so it's sunny a lot.
Yes. So Mount Hope Fence, if you are thinking about a new deck, a new porch, a new outdoor pavilion, a new fire ring. They do, Matt, they do fire ring areas with like paver brick and stuff. It's an amazing place. Be looking on my Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I'm just Leanne Miller, my name. Right. Matt is Hey Matt Barris.
Right.
But be looking.
Maybe I'll be Meatball Matt.
Maybe you will. but be looking on my Instagram here in the next while, because I'm going to be sharing a lot of the transformation, because it's just going to transform our whole back area of our house.
Wait.
And I'm so excited. Porches, underrated.
Agree. Okay, here's our last one. Turkey.
You know, I'm very torn about this, but here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say in my house, turkey is underrated, but collectively as a whole, I think turkey is overrated.
I agree. I'm so happy.
If you don't cook it correctly and roast it correctly, it is completely overrated because you'll have a dry piece of meat. And I also think that turkey is kind of bland.
Yeah, true.
Now, is it something that is just a staple because of Thanksgiving? Sure.
Yeah.
Are there all kinds of ways now that we're doing it, like stuffing it with citrus and
turduckins,
rosemary?
And you put the
butter in between the skin and the meat. Yeah. All those things.
Brining it is great.
It really works and it really makes a difference. And I do think it gives a more flavorful turkey.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to land with overrated on this.
I totally agree. I think, listen, when we were talking about our Friendsgiving menu with Just Maggie and Disney Danielle, we could have left out a turkey. We were like, I have like ham better than turkey. I like just chicken. Like chicken. Listen, just your everyday chicken breast.
Listen.
Turkeys are overrated. Listen, and if you don't have a turkey on your Thanksgiving dinner table, that's fine by me.
It is.
There's no judgment here.
Yeah.
Eat what you want.
You know, I love
because
honey
it's
baked.
Hard.
I love honey baked ham.
Same.
Like I don't know.
Well, listen, and here's the other
pretty
thing.
Pretty soon we're just gonna have to make this an underrated episode.
I know.
Because
this did not turn in. This segment has gone a long time, but here's what I have to say about that. If you're kind of on the fence about turkey too, just make a turkey breast, the breast.
Yes.
Nobody's expecting you to make a whole turkey.
Or just make little small ones, or make Cornish hens. I've seen people do that.
You do you.
Listen,
there's no pressure
Matt,
for turkeys.
This series is a very prime, good example of why we are friends.
Yes.
We did not tell each other what we would be asking, and we pretty much landed.
We're in sync. We've synced up.
We are.
Usually women sync up, but we're synced.
Yeah, we're pretty synced.
We're synced up. Hey, today we're actually, we
do have a topic.
Have a topic planned. And maybe we need to refine our over-under pace.
Yeah, maybe we do, but it was fun.
But here's the thing. Today we're talking about, what does it mean to look at yourself and say, I want to get better and I want to grow?
Yes. What does it look like to look at yourself and literally realize that you're kind of being lazy about yourself?
Yes.
This is how this topic came up, because our friend Mel and I were talking about when people say, whether this is a friend or whether you hear it out in the world, whether social media or you hear it in a conversation, where people say, well, that's just how I am. Mm. If people don't like it, that's just how I am. And I think sometimes that phrase, you might as well follow up and say, that's just how I am. I'm lazy about self-improvement,
about making
my character better, about being a person of integrity. I'm not going to try. I'm just going to be who I am.
Right.
And sometimes who we are needs improvement, Matt.
Absolutely. Well, I actually took that idea and, you know, we've talked about AI a little bit. I put it through an AI generator, and here was the prompt that I gave AI. It was, when someone says, that's just the way I am, what does that mean? So I asked AI, which is artificial intelligence.
Yes, tell me what they said.
And here's what they said. They gave me three options.
Okay.
Here's the first one. The first one is, when someone says, that's just the way I am, that is them expressing their lack of willingness to change.
Yes.
It can be a way to avoid taking responsibility for your actions or just deflecting any criticisms about you. It can also be a passive aggressive way of saying, I know I'm like this and I'm not going to change, so you just have to deal with it. That's the first thing it said. Here's the next one is, AI said that saying that's just the way I am also could just be accepting yourself and being self-aware of yourself.
Yes.
Because
I
think sometimes there is a place where you're like, oh, I guess that's just the way I am.
Yeah, because listen, Matt, there's this fine line between I'm going to be authentic and be who I am, or I'm going to not be that way. I'm going to think differently. I'm going to react differently because the way that I want to react, the way that I am being right now is not the right, good way.
Right,
I mean, I lately have said some things to you and vented to you about someone who I feel has been unfair and incorrect in their actions. And,
right.
And I've said naughty words. I've called that person naughty words.
Yeah.
Now, do I want to really be that person?
No.
No. But do I feel... My feelings are justified, but I don't want to keep walking down that path of action, words, and treatment. I want to correct. And I need people like you and Kat and our friend Mel and Wilma. And I need people that will say, whoa, like rein it in. Like maybe you should be thinking about it like this. Maybe you should think. Now, every single friend I have, I literally can't think of anybody right now that doesn't identify with my feelings when I'm feeling that way.
Yeah.
So it's okay to feel like this person that's like that and be upset. But it's also very important what you do after that.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Here's what I know too. In general, humans were designed for change.
Okay,
we really were.
Yeah, that's good.
So if you look at the way...
Wait, what's the third thing?
Oh, well, I kind of thought you wanted to move on.
No.
The third thing is the person saying, that's just the way I am, could be having difficulty understanding themselves or expressing their emotions. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people... Here's what it said. Sometimes people may use this phrase when they struggle to articulate their feelings or understand why even they behave in certain ways.
Okay,
so
that
sometimes...
That gives me more empathy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think people go, well, that's just the way I am. But they just haven't... Maybe they're not good at being reflective or they...
Or they don't know a good counselor.
Yeah, right? Well, here's another thing that I think's curious. The self-help genre of books and the market of self-help is one of the largest and continually growing genres of books.
That makes me happy.
Content.
Yeah.
Because I think we really do want to change.
Yes.
You know, if you think about humans, we truthfully have an innate desire to adapt and overcome changes. You know, when people say things like, this is our evolutionary drive, obviously, like people go towards... evolution and whole thing,
but truly what it means,
that's not what we mean. What I mean when I say that, what I mean is that we evolve and adapt to our circumstances. We evolve and adapt to the relationships in our life.
Yes.
We truthfully, humans are designed with an innate desire to adapt and change because it comes from our survival instinct. Because the reality is when we don't change, we die.
Yes.
That's really what it boils down to.
I mean, look at how we adapted and changed during in 2020, 2021.
Ooh,
I mean, we did.
Yeah.
And people started working remote full time that never had worked remote one day in their life.
Right.
I mean, our son has a full time, incredible job that is 100% remote.
Yeah.
And is in their headquarters are in Canada.
Yeah.
You know, so we adapted and changed because that's what we had to do.
Right.
So yeah, you're right. That's always like we can do it.
Here's another thing. When we think about changing and growing, humans truly are designed with a curiosity for exploration. So what this means is humans are inherently curious about each other. We're curious to explore new ideas, new technologies. And sometimes I think our curiosity has in history at times looked like prejudice, but even I think prejudice comes out of our curiosity, or our biases come out of a curiosity of difference, or, oh, that person speaks differently than I do, or they look differently than I do. But I think humans are inherently curious. And the last thing about this, when I think about people's desire for change, is it is innate in us to continue to grow in improving ourselves, our relationships, and the goals around us. Now, here's the problem is I think we also get comfortable on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. We get really, really comfortable in our ways. So fear of the unknown can really trap us because here's the reality. When we change, we don't know how the people around us are going to take it.
Right.
You know?
Well, they might as not, they might not like the change.
As we change and evolve, you know, there might be people in our life that are like, I don't know if I like the new you, you know, or a great example of this is as politics has changed and social issues have come to light in the last maybe 10 years or so, where maybe our views on the world have changed a little bit and people go, I don't know if I like the new you.
Right.
That can be scary.
Yeah.
You know, it can be really scary.
Right.
The other thing is we don't change because it does, it would break a habit or a routine that we're used to. And it's easier just to keep doing what you're doing.
It takes effort. It takes effort. Listen.
That's the last one, actually. Resistance to effort. We, at some times, are just resistant to putting effort into anything.
Sacrifice, effort, time, control, like controlling my mouth.
Yeah.
Like controlling when I am upset, like some of the things I have said to you in just being upset with someone, I would not say to that person.
Well, no.
I would not say to a group of people. I would not want to behave that way.
Right.
However, my feelings are valid.
Like
they're valid, but I need to correct my attitude, the way I communicate how I'm feeling.
Right.
And because here's the thing. I think all of us have a side. We all have that side. We all have that side that's like the side that's not great. That like when our kids are misbehaving that you want to yell at them. You want to be like,
scream.
Why are you this way? And, you know, you're blah, blah. And, you know, we all have this side that is actually it is a side that's easier.
Yeah.
It's just easier to just act out exactly how we're feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
It takes a whole lot more effort and a whole lot more self-discipline and a whole lot more care and even patience. Oh my word, patience and time to just refrain and to say, hey, listen, I've told you to pick up your clothes three times.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to tell you, you know, and to hold back and refrain, it's so much harder.
Right.
So sometimes I think, you know, sometimes I think we can beat ourselves up for feeling like a human, and feeling like I wish I didn't feel that way or I wish I wouldn't have said that. But I do think that there is a moment where you have to say, listen, this is how I feel.
Right.
I don't want to feel this way forever.
Right.
I do want to feel better about this situation or how I discipline my kids or whatever it is or my job. And that's where who you surround yourself with is just so important. That's why we will point people to therapy and counseling every single time, so that when you're put in scenarios where your the side of yourself that you don't love, that side of yourself raises its naughty little head, that you have someone that can say, hey, the next time this happens or the next time that happens, try this.
Absolutely. Well, I think I was sitting here thinking about why don't we do that? You know, for those moments where we don't lean into what's natural for us.
Oh.
And I was thinking for myself, I've seen hurt. I felt hurt from people when they just kind of let loose. You know, I've been on the receiving end from it and I don't love that feeling. I've been around work.
Yeah, but what if you're the person that's upset and you almost want them to feel that way? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think there's better ways to go around it.
Well, yeah.
So I think there's better ways to go around completely crushing someone
and screaming
at them in your natural flesh.
Yeah, but let me just tell you why sometimes that's done. Because when you feel like there's an injustice, you feel like someone's been wronged. You feel like someone has been spoken about in a way that's very disrespectful. I feel justified. Like that's, I think, part of why it happens is that it's not just laziness and like, I'm not going to do it because I'm just going to say how I feel. And sometimes it's like, I want that person to feel the gravity of what I might be feeling or another person they hurt might be feeling, and I feel justified treating them this way.
But you don't do it still.
I know because
why?
Because I just know deep down it's wrong.
Right. Because you and my guess is, my hunch is you know what it feels like to be treated like
that? No, that's not. Well, maybe part of it. Okay, part of it. I'll agree that part of it might be that.
Because I think.
But the other part of it is that I'm thinking more about the injustice that's been laid upon the person that they've treated a certain way. Like, so say a boss is being demeaning right. to a coworker and overlooks. Well, I want to go at the person doing that and almost be like, listen, buddy, like in right. an effort to almost make them feel the gravity.
Well, you want
to
get their attention.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you feel like they're not seeing
yes.
it.
Yes. And I feel like
so I think injustice. There are ways to do that without being over the top.
Yes.
So I think part of it is
it's hard.
It is hard because you want to go at it. But I think part of it for me is I know what I've seen the results of it.
I know.
I've seen the results of the other side. And it's not worth it in the long run. You know, I know I've been around kids who have been treated like that mm-hmm. by their parents mm-hmm. and it's crushed them mm-hmm. over the years. Mm-hmm. And I think there are ways to get people's attention or to cry out for that injustice without being inappropriate and leaving like long-term damage. And I think sometimes truthfully, the strongest thing you can do is to say nothing at all.
That's Daryl.
And so sometimes I know it probably kills you sometimes mm-hmm. because I think sometimes that person, they've put you in a place where they've picked over and over, or they've said the thing mm-hmm. or they've, you know, yeah. you see the habits come through and they and their subconscious are trying to get a reaction out of you. But I think sometimes the best and healthiest
yeah.
and truthfully the most impactful thing you can do is to ignore it and say
and
nothing at all
mm-hmm.
or just because here's the reality or, in the long run, your integrity and what people say about you is going to matter
yes.
forever. And that's more important than whatever
well,
that injustice
I mean, I
is.
Guess, I guess sometimes the reason I don't do it is not necessarily because of the person I'm getting ready to put on blast. Because
on blast?
Because
that's,
sometimes...
That's
because,
so funny.
Because sometimes... All the cool kids say that. Because sometimes I believe the person that you might come at could be enough of a narcissist or could be
totally.
Enough of a control person or a person that's a bully that they're not going to even hear you
right.
anyway.
Absolutely.
And it's not really even going to make that much of an impact. I think the reason that I hold back from doing it is because I don't want to be that person. Like
absolutely.
I don't want to be the person that comes at like that fights fire with fire or
right.
I don't want to be the person that's like, you said this. So now I guess what I got words.
Right.
I got words too.
Right.
I'm going to say
right.
this. And I think it's helped me to be married to Daryl because I've seen what sometimes his refrain from saying anything mm-hmm. has done. And sometimes what it's done is it's diffused the situation
right.
or, I mean, and you can speak to this because you've lived this before. You've been treated in ways where you're like, okay, this is what this is. So now I know, and now I'm going to do my, mm-hmm. and this isn't your current job. I'm not talking about that. In past jobs where you've said, now I know I'm going to do my job well. But I'm making a plan.
There's an exit strategy.
I'm making yeah. a plan to remove myself from this yeah. environment because it is no longer healthy. So I think there is probably more self-control and more power mm-hmm. in the end mm-hmm. in refraining, having a plan, being strategic, more strategic with your words. That's one thing that Daryl has taught me as well is that he's very intentional with his words.
Right.
So if he's in a volatile conversation, he's even that much more careful with what he says.
Absolutely.
Where I can almost be triggered where I'm like, oh no, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I think
I'm kind of in between you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm yeah. a little bit of
yeah.
both.
Yeah, I think it's because you work with so many women. You know, honestly.
Well, I've also worked in both of my workplace environments are highly professional.
Yes.
Very people-oriented environments where I have to choose my words carefully.
Yeah.
As a
right.
pastor and in, as right. an administrator
right.
in a school.
Right. Right.
You know, there are things that I hear that might be about me or decisions I made
uh-huh.
or just
right,
chit
right.
chat. And you just can't engage with all of it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just can't
yeah.
because
no.
it could at times, and I'm not saying this currently, but at times if you entertain all of the things that you might hear about yourself mm-hmm. or your family mm-hmm. or situations mm-hmm. that you want to go at, that's a full-time job going to figure
oh,
those
it's
out.
Exhausting.
And in the end, you're not really, it's not going to change anybody's mind. And most of the time, truth, here's really honestly what it boils down to. If we're talking about these situations of conflict, you look at the other person and go, I understand why they said that, and I'm not going to stoop to that level.
Right, right, right. Do you remember the movie The Help? Did you watch it?
Yes, I love that movie.
Do you remember, was her name Millie?
Helly.
What? No.
Helly?
No, look it up.
No.
It was Helly? Hilly.
Okay. Yeah.
Hilly.
The girl.
Anyway, the girl that was mean.
Yeah.
When Viola Davis, it was Viola Davis, right? Mm-hmm. Walks up to her at the end and she says, Miss Hilly, aren't you tired?
Yeah.
Because listen, to do all that, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So here's to just practicing more self-control.
Absolutely.
Getting around people that are going to steer you toward health and toward life-giving ways that you can handle a difficult situation that you are just not the way you are.
Right.
Because I do think the first thing you pointed out, let's go back to that. The very first thing that AI said, tell me what it was, because that to
me... It was your lack of willingness to change.
That to me is... what that phrase means, mm-hmm. that more than anything else.
I totally agree.
Like, you know, you just don't want to put forth the effort and the discipline and the self-control and the self-improvement to not behave that way.
Right.
And
absolutely.
It's worth it. It's worth 100%. Bettering yourself. It's worth listening to people like Mel Robbins.
Yeah. Or, keep growing.
Yeah. Keep growing.
Keep growing.
Improving. Keep looking for ways to just be better that, because listen, here's another thing that builds into this is our reputation.
100. Mm-hmm. I was literally, when you were talking just this second, I thought, you know, keep growing yourself, because it matters to you. It matters to the people around you. It matters to your spouse, mm-hmm. and it matters to your kids, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. because your reputation of being an upstanding person, someone who's always thinking the best about others, someone who's looking at the positive side of things, or an encourager, that stuff really matters.
Yes.
And when you're complacent and you're stuck, the sad part is this. This is good. Get ready.
Okay.
The sad part is instead of you saying that's just the way I am, what you don't want is for people to say that's just the way they are.
Yes, exactly.
Because what's worse than saying that's just the way I am is everyone else looking at you and going, that's just the way they are.
Yeah. Kind of like give up on them. Yeah.
Dang, that could preach.
Okay. So I remember years ago, a family member. Now, for people that know my husband, like, it's just, I'm not going to go into the details, but one of my family members said something about Daryl that was just so ridiculous and so mean and so wrong. And I wanted to defend, and I just wanted to go in guns blazing. Daryl's like, nah, we're not going to say anything. And the truth is, anyone who knows my husband and anyone who knows the person who said it, knows the truth.
Yep.
So we can always trust the truth. We can always trust the truth. It might not go along with our timetable. We might have to wait a hot second, but we can always trust the truth, Matthew.
Truth and time do not always walk hand in hand.
All right. Now we know what time it is, right?
Let's talk about food. We need like a Christmas version.
Let's talk about food. Okay, let's do it. Let's talk about food.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah, that's great. Okay, here's what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
We are in the beginning of the holiday season.
Okay.
Here's what's happening.
I'm with you. Okay.
Everyone look at your calendars. Yep. Get out your calendars now.
All right.
You're going to have people in your house. You're going to parties. Mm-hmm, you're getting together. Mm-hmm, your family's getting together. Mm-hmm. Your workplace is getting together. And here's what you need to know is, number one, buy your pumpkin. Buy your pumpkin now. Don't wait till there's a pumpkin shortage. If there's one thing you can learn from These Are Good Days this fall, it's buy your pumpkin.
It's beginning of November. Buy it now. Don't wait till the week of Thanksgiving.
But here's what I have to say. Our sponsor, Walnut Creek Foods, has everything you need pumpkin. To host. Mm-hmm. They, have, oh, they
yeah.
do have pumpkin.
Yeah.
But to
yeah.
host and entertain it's this true. Holiday season. Here's what I will tell you right now, too. If we're on a timetable, it's the first week of November. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I would go to Walnut Creek Foods, stock up on your charcuterie board supplies, yes. your crackers.
Such good advice.
They have bulk nuts.
Do it
they
now.
They have bulk candy.
Listen, you know, get your Christmas cookie, components.
Yeah, now.
Your bulk flour, your bulk sugar.
It's time.
Your frosting ingredients.
This is your sign.
Your sprinkles. They have Christmas sprinkles at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. Their Christmas sprinkles. A wonderful
They're
array.
So good. I
Get
know.
Get them now.
They're so good.
Listen, we thank
Here's
you.
Here's the thing. Stock up your pantry because you never know who's going to pop in. And you could just throw a little
advice.
Meat and cheese and charcoot.
Yeah, that's good.
Charcoot to boot.
That's good.
That's a good phrase. Charcoot to boot.
Listen, we thank you. We thank you, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, Walnut Creek Foods, because you are on brand for us.
100%.
We love you.
We do. Hey, thanks for joining us all in this conversation about changing and growing and evolving. You know, don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up on changing yourself.
Don't be lazy.
No, because here's the reality. This is my phrase that we'll preach this for this podcast is instead of if you do give up on yourself, instead of saying that's just the way I am, what's worse than that is when everyone looks at you and go, that's just the way they are. Yeah. We don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
We don't want that. Hey, well, thank you for joining us again. You know what we always say is whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.